1230 WJBC and WJBC.com. Welcome back to the Afternoon Report. 57 degrees at 514 in Bloomington Normal. I'm Sam Wood. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, joining us in studio now, we do have Alex Broad and Nick Rhodes with us. Alex and Nick, very good friends with the fallen U.S. Army Ranger that is Bloomington native, Josh Rogers. We've been hearing the stories and the outpouring of support from the community over the last 24 to 36 hours. And guys, first of all, just thank you for agreeing to come in and share a little bit about your story.
Thanks for having us.
So, again, we don't know a whole lot, or I myself do not know a whole lot about Josh. And he was a 2013 graduate of Normal Community High School, an elite soldier, Army Ranger. We got news of his passing just the other day, but what I've been more struck by is just the outpouring of support we've been seeing on Facebook. People just describing him as this incredible human being, an incredible leader. But I was stressing out about how I was going to handle this interview all day. But I think the best way to handle this is just to let you guys talk about this incredible person. So I know you have a lot of words to share, but for starters, just so our listeners can be familiar with the type of person that Josh was, I mean, how do you describe him? I'm sure people have been asking that question for you. What kind of guy was he? How do you describe him? What are those words that come to mind when you think of Josh Rogers?
He was a very quiet person. Every word that he said was very impactful and had meaning to it, whether it came in the shape and form of laughter or sincerity or support. He was always there for everybody. Three words that I came up with to describe him are tenacious, humble yet determined, and very unselfish. He's probably the most unselfish person that I've ever met in my life.
Wow, that's Nick Rhodes. And Alex, I mean, what about you, man? What comes to mind when you think of Josh?
Yeah, I think the first word that'll come to mind when anyone is asked about Josh is how quiet he was. Mm-hmm. But like Nick said, everything he said did have meaning to it. And he did kind of hang out behind the scenes, but if he did see something that he didn't agree with, he would stand up and say how he really felt.
Did he always have a plan of going to the military? Because I mean, at the age of just 22, he rose to the ranks of an Army Ranger. I mean, that is an elite status, and to be just 22, and I think he was leading a unit. Even did he always know he wanted to pursue and serve his country?
Absolutely, he had a goal, and everything that he did was to accomplish that goal. I'd say protecting us and his family were the main goal, and becoming a Ranger was obviously a plan for him, and he went out and he did it.
Well, and what struck me, I mean, this was his third deployment. Did he ever really talk about what he did? Because I know, I've got friends in the military, and I think the hardest thing for them is oftentimes they can't really talk about what they're doing. And in the case of an Army Ranger, I mean, were you guys really aware of some of the work he was doing?
No, he didn't share a whole lot with us, but he did talk to us about like all the training he had to do. Mm-hmm. But his overseas work, he didn't really share a lot with us.
I thought that he was great because I would text him all the time. I always made sure to send him a text, whether he received it or not. And it may have taken a month or two to respond, and he'd always just say, "Hey, what's up, man? Sorry, I was deployed." Like, it was absolutely nothing. Mm-hmm. And I asked him one time where he'd been, and he didn't get too far into details other than he had been over in Afghanistan. And I said, "How was that?" And he simply said, "It was no big deal." Like, it was nothing, and wow. He was just an amazing person. He had no fear in a military sense, and mm-hmm.
A lot of people have been sharing photos of, and you guys included have been sharing some photos of the good times with Josh, and he just seems like a fun dude. I mean, as serious as the work he was doing, he just seemed like a lighthearted guy that he strikes me as, and I have a friend that's also in the military that's always sort of been this person that has held this group of friends together from high school. And yeah, when I was seeing pictures of Josh, he kind of struck me as that guy. Is that an accurate portrayal of Josh?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Our friend groups have branched off in some sense, but he's always kept us together and brought us back together when he's around. And he took every friendship.
Yeah, whenever he was back in town, everyone would drop what they're doing to see him, and he really did bring all of us together after high school.
We're talking this afternoon with Alex Broad and Nick Rhodes, dear friends of the fallen U.S. Army Ranger Josh Rogers. And just going back to those high school times, I mean, did you guys both know him throughout high school?
Yes.
Yeah.
And what kind of guy was he in high school? I mean, is it the same sort of person you're describing now? Because I know he was also an athlete. You guys were athletes with him. I think we even somebody shared a photo of him playing football where he forced like a critical fumble in a game. Yeah. So can you share some of those stories, some of those high school anecdotes about Josh with us?
Yeah, that story of him forcing a fumble actually was during our first varsity intercity game together, all three of us. And it actually made the cover of WJBC, and I know that was a very proud moment for him. Mm-hmm. So football was definitely a way for him to express himself. He was always quiet. He never said much, but he did say things when the time was right, and it definitely was.
I'm Tom Busby, CNBC.
Yeah.
One distinct story I remember is this is after we played Niles Notre Dame up in Chicago, and we had lost, and on the bus back, there was a player that was laughing and goofing around, and he was sitting right behind Josh, and Josh turned around and stood up and yelled at him, you know, we just lost, why are you laughing? And doesn't help the team at all, and so he really was not afraid to, you know, say how he felt if he really felt strongly about something.
Mm-hmm. He seems like he's always had those sorts of leadership qualities. And when you got the word that he wanted to enlist, what was the reaction among that group of friends? I mean, it sounds like you knew it was a foregone conclusion. He wanted to serve his country, but what were those first few weeks like? Because I know it's an awkward time, and I know when my buddies in the military that broke that news, you know, it's difficult to know what to say or how to take it or how to encourage them. I mean, can you describe that for us?
Yeah, it wasn't too surprising that he had enlisted. You know, you just always want to be there for him and support him no matter what he did. And like I said, I always made sure to send him a text and made sure that he knew that he had our support no matter what he did. And you never plan for things like this, and unfortunately this event did happen, but I don't think that if he had a second chance, I'm sure he would take it, but you know, this is definitely what he wanted to do his entire life. He talked about re-enlisting just shortly ago, and it's just something that drove him, and he was really driven by it, and he loved it, and he paid the ultimate sacrifice, but he's definitely a hero in my opinion.
Talk a little bit about this outpouring of community support, because I mean, anytime someone passes from serving their country, yes, there's got to be an outpouring of support, but it seems like with Josh especially, and with being just, you know, I mean, 3 years younger than I myself, it puts things into perspective. And you just, I mean, what do you attribute that wild amount of community support? I mean, it sounds like everyone's really coming together trying to support this Rogers family. What do you attribute that to?
Just the type of person that Josh was, and you know, he treated everyone fairly, and the people that knew him or had the chance to know him even a little bit, they all could see that he was a special person.
Mm-hmm. And talk about, I mean, how are your friends handling all of this? Are you guys all able to get together and kind of reflect on Josh's memory?
Yeah, I've talked to quite a few people, and a lot of them are absolutely devastated, just as we are, holding it together right now. But it's definitely a challenging time, and I think the best way to deal with it is just to be positive and remember him for the good things that he did do, and support his family and our friends, and make sure that everybody can get through this peacefully.
Absolutely. Have you guys had a chance to speak with his family yet?
Yes, I have. I've dropped off flowers and a letter for his mother, and she immediately sent me a text, and it's just amazing that she was able to do that just moments after I dropped off the flowers. I didn't want to bother them and invade their space, but she's an amazing person, and his sister as well. Mm-hmm. He loved them both very much.
Excellent. And guys, you know, as far as things that I don't, you know, have the insight to ask, I mean, what are some things on your mind that you want to get out there that I haven't yet asked? Is there anything that's weighing on your mind?
Can I? Yeah. I have a little message that I wrote in honor of him. I encourage all of those who once knew Josh to not make this a final goodbye, but rather see you later. Although Josh may physically be gone, his presence on this earth will forever remain there in some shape or form. His soft-spoken words will continue to be daily motivation for so many. Josh was and forever will be a warrior. Although his time with us here on earth may have expired, his new journey has just begun. Josh will continue to give us the strength needed in both the good and the bad times. He will be an angel for not a few of us, but for all of us. For those of you who knew Josh, you will know that those two wings he gained will be more than enough to lift all of us up. This is not the end of Josh Rogers' legacy. It is only the beginning.
That again, friend of Josh Rogers, Nick Rhodes and Alex Bra. Guys, I can't thank you enough for coming in. I can't imagine what you guys are dealing with right now, but we wish you nothing but the most support and certainly pass those words along to the Rogers family. And I mean, for listeners out there that are wondering if there's any way they can support you guys, that can support the Rogers family, I mean, is there anything you can offer as far as that is concerned?
I know funds and raising of money are in place right now. For close family and friends, I encourage you to post the pictures to the WJBC website or send them to me, and I'm going to make hard copies of them for the Rogers family and put them on a slideshow for them so that they can have those memories.
Yeah, and for anyone else that knew Josh or is a friend of the Rogers family, if they would come out and support Hannah Rogers, his sister, play tomorrow. She has a game. She plays soccer for ISU at 11. There's going to be a moment of silence or a ceremony for Josh.
And that's where is that happening at?
That's at the ISU home field.
Yeah.
There you go. Very good. Again, Alex Broad, Nick Rhodes are guests this afternoon. Again, guys, can't thank you enough, and stay strong out there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's 526 on WJBC and WJBC.com. We'll take a brief time out, and we'll be back with more next. Joining into the conversation now, we've already heard from Nick Rhodes and Alex Broad, both dear friends of Josh, but now we're going to say hello to Brian Thomas. Brian, first of all, thank you very much for coming by. Brian, you were a coach of Josh Rogers at Normal Community High School, and I know you had a lot of things to say about Josh, so simply enough, just a similar question to what I asked Nick and Alex is just when someone asks you words to describe Josh, I mean, what are the first things that come to your mind?
I would have to say hardworking, absolutely hardworking, quiet, and I would say leader by example, because he didn't say much, but he gave you 110. Mm-hmm. And I think as I really think back, and I was looking at some old pictures today, he had an infectious smile. Mm-hmm. He just kept a smile on his face. He wouldn't say much, but you knew that he was enjoying his activities that he was involved with.
Well, I like how you said leader by example, because that was the first thing that came into my mind when we were hearing anecdotes about him and people saying, well, yeah, he was a quiet guy at first. Once you really got to know him, he became a dear friend. So what are some of those examples you saw of him in high school of just stepping up and taking on that leadership role? Because it seems like, he always had his mindset on joining the service, serving his country, and it seems like people that have that inherent trait, they just seem to be natural-born leaders.
Yeah, I would agree with that, and he fits right into that mold. With Josh being so quiet, he could be a kid that you could disappear in the crowd. You wouldn't necessarily see him in the crowd. But once you watched him go to work, especially on the football field or on the track, and him being a hurdler, and that's difficult in the first place, it was just really fun to watch him work. I mean, he went to work. He worked hard. He gave you all he had. He never complained. I never saw him angry. I never saw him speak a negative word to anyone. He was just a nice kid. He was a nice kid, but let me tell you, he was a tough one as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's obviously he was. That's what struck me when people were saying, he was just a quiet guy, and he rose to the ranks of a sergeant by the age of 22. Did that ever shock you? Was there ever a doubt in your mind that he couldn't achieve those things he was
after? No, it didn't shock me, only because he spoke about it. Second semester, senior year, when some of the guys maybe are what I call senioritis, mm-hmm. aren't coming out for track, football season's over, coach, why are you trying to drag me to the track? Josh is out there getting after it. And you kind of think that's what it was. He was getting ready for the things that he wanted to accomplish after high school.
This guy, he sounds like the ideal teammate to hear, you know, your words, Brian, of course, from Nick and Alex. I mean, it just sounds like a great teammate and a great friend.
They were a really good group, really close-knit group, and, you know, one of those groups that you kind of remember because of how close they were. Mm-hmm. But I think Josh was one of those kids that kind of was the glue that kind of put it together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he was team first. And so I was, even today, looking in the yearbook, he has a yearbook quote next to a picture going, and that's what he's talking about. Nice. He's just talking about how close he was with his friends and how the program and, you know, not about him. It's nothing about him. I don't know if I've ever mentioned him say I at all. It was always about the program, about the team, about the tradition.
Did you know, are there certain moments that stand out to you from, and I never like to pigeonhole someone into just their, you know, athletic accomplishments, mm-hmm. because this guy achieved so much more than that, but are there certain moments that stand out to you, you know, on the field where he stood up and, you know, you were like, that kid is a leader?
You know, I think it would be more so just that everyday practice stuff, the grind of the everyday. You know, Josh is going to be in front. He's going to work hard. And I just think that his friends, they were so close that they would see him and it would just give them the fire. Mm-hmm. You know, before you know it, we're at the end of practice and everybody's sprinting, giving 110. And, you know, that's what it takes. So just you know, nothing. He was so quiet. He didn't want to be seen. Josh wasn't the kind of kid that was, look at me. He wasn't going to be the rah-rah person, mm-hmm. you know. But he was going to be with his team, doing exactly what his teammates were doing in a positive way. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we graduated in 2013, so I got to imagine there are still people at Normal Community High School that remember Josh and that remember the legacy he's left behind. I mean, has there been an outpouring of support at Normal Community this week?
Absolutely. We have a strong school community. And, you know, a lot of the students, they were too young. They were, you know, maybe freshmen. Mm-hmm. So they really didn't know Josh. But I think the teachers and administration, you know, social media now. Mm-hmm. My son was a year in front of Josh and these guys. And they're all still keeping in touch with one another. And that's where we got the news, was from some of his teammates on social media, just contacting our coaches, letting them know what they had heard. Mm-hmm. And then his dad reached out to us yesterday.
So did you ever get to know Josh's family very well?
Not very well. Right. His sister came through school, so I do remember her in school. And I remember Josh's relationship with her, something that I kind of look at. I look at siblings in school and I always tell big siblings, bring your little siblings around and meet Coach. And I always remember they had a special relationship. And he was, I wouldn't say overly protective, but you could tell he was a big brother and he was taking care of his little sister.
You know, looking forward, Brian, if there's people out there that are looking to support this family, looking to support the Normal community, you know, community, what is the best way to do that? How do you suggest it?
Well, I know we are really wanting to support his family in any way that we possibly can. Wes Temple's the head football coach is out of town today, and he wanted to make sure that I said some things to let him know how the football program, not just track, but football as well, is feeling about losing Josh and wanting to be here to do anything we possibly can. So we're going to wait for the family, see what they need. I know that I've spoken to the school administration. They want to do the same thing. We want to be a resource in any way that we possibly can. And just be here for the family. Be there for our fallen soldier, our fallen brother, to do whatever we possibly can do.
Yeah, that is Brian Thomas from Normal Community High School, head track and field coach and a former coach of fallen U.S. Army Ranger Josh Rogers. So we've been joined this afternoon by Brian Thomas, Nick Rhodes, and Alex Broad. Guys, I can't thank you enough for being able to come in here and share a few words about what sounds like an incredible guy and an incredible friend.